Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your natural health care doctor. And we do nothing but natural health care at my office, which means that you get, when you come in, you're going to get whole food, real food. You're going to get it in a pill or a tablet form. And we're going to find out exactly why you need that and find out exactly what the priority is, what we call the weakest area of your body. And we're going to get that healed up. Before we move on to the a little bit more on the chronic inflammation and what can cause that, I do want to highlight one of the supplements that we have. It's called SP Cleanse. This goes along with our topic here, which is toxins in the body, inflammation, those kind of things that happen. SP Cleanse is actually part of the purification program, which would be the body phase that we talk about at my office. But SP Cleanse can be taken by itself, too. It's a foundational part of detoxification, but it will also help to support the liver. You can take it by itself. If you don't want to do, say, a full body detox, or you just wanted to make sure that things were moving out of the body, you could do it helps to detoxify the lymphatic system, the skin, the kidneys, blood. It supports healthy kidneys, liver, gallbladder function. It encourages healthy digestive function. Matter of fact, we have to, when I talk about doing a total body detox, one reason we do that is to get the digestion working much better. Your intestinal tract's about 25 feet long. If you are eating three meals a day, and you should be having three bowel movements a day. Let me repeat that. If you're eating three meals a day, you should have three bowel movements a day. Anything less than that is considered constipation. And if you have constipation, what can happen is when these toxins are trying to come out of your body, you'll be auto-toxification will be going on, which means that you're reabsorbing the toxins that the body's trying to get rid of. So we got to make sure that the digestive system is working really, really well. And that's one reason that we do the body phase of the detox, the purification program, to make sure things are moving out. We don't want them to be auto-toxified again and brought back into the body. So you're retoxifying yourself if you're not having those bowel movements. Also, it's helps to support this SP Cleanse, which is a product. You can buy it by itself. It comes, of course, in a bottle. It's in a capsule. It's a blend of herbs. It's a whole food. It helps to support the nutritional helps to support natural toxification and elimination functions. And it promotes healthy elimination, which is the number one thing we need to help detoxify somebody. If somebody's doing a detoxification and they're constipated, that's not going to help too much. We got to get those bowels moving. So we would use the SP Cleanse, which is actually part of the purification program, but it can be used by itself, especially if you've done several cleanses and you just want to maintain things, or you want to just do a short cleanse for a week or two, or maybe a bottle or so. That would be the one to go with, is the SP Cleanse. SP stands for Standard Process. They're the ones that make that. Okay, some other factors that would increase your risk of chronic inflammation. We know that toxins, once they attach to the cell walls or attached to cell walls, whether they're in the body or in the brain, will cause inflammation. Other things that you need to look at is, of course, being obese or overweight will also contribute to chronic inflammation. Well, guess what we have to do, and guess what happens when you detoxify somebody? They start losing weight, and they can lose it rather quickly. And when we say obese, we're talking about a BMI, body mass index, which I went over last hour. The body mass index over 30 is considered to be obese. Your body mass index measures your height and weight and how much mass should be in between. Eating a poor diet. Well, we talk about that all the time on this show and at my office, and that's really, we got to focus on that. We're not eating real food anymore. We're eating fake food. Yes, fake food. It might look good, smell good, and taste good, but it's fake food. It doesn't have the nutrition in there anymore. It's fooling you. It looks good. It tastes good, but there's no nutrition in there. Food companies are not in the business of keeping you healthy. They're in the business of selling food, and they'll sell whatever they can to make a profit. So poor diets. The average American's eating 140 pounds of sugar per year. Our ancestors ate less than a tablespoon. So you want proteins. You want about medium proteins. You don't want to eat lots of proteins, but you want some proteins in there. You want high fat. Fat is like burning premium fuel in your body. Carbs is like burning diesel fuel. It burns dirty. So you want premium fuel. So you want high fat, medium carbs, and, you know, I hate to say it this way, but low carbs or normal carbs, okay? It's really where it should be. Most people are calling that low carbs. But you want to keep your carbs about 75 net carbs per day or lower if you can. All of that is carbohydrates, and sugar is going to contribute to your chronic inflammation. If you have an existing heart condition, now I get a lot of people in, they're on medication for heart conditions. They've had heart attacks and things like that. My goal is to either reduce or eliminate some of the nutrition that we have. I had a gentleman come in. I've been working with him for several months now. He was on about three or four different medications, just went to his cardiologist last week. He got off all of them but one. And the cardiologist said, well, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. And that's what they say. They never call me up to find out what's going on, what we're doing to help the person. They just tell the patient, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but it'd be nice if I was on the other side. I would be curious to what the heck is going on. How come this guy's heart is in such good shape where all my other patients, they're on four or five different medications. I can't get them off the medication. So heart conditions can cause inflammation. So that's one of the things that we get. I call it a tired heart. We get a lot of people in, they're worn out, they're tired, they might have had a history of a heart disease or some type of heart condition, and they're just worn out. Well, one thing we look at is the heart. Is it tired? And when I mean tired, is it missing the nutrition? And I can guarantee you, if you have a tired heart, you will be tired all the time. And the other thing I've seen associated with tired hearts is a lot of musculoskeletal problems. I get men in, they got this lower back problem, just doesn't go away. They're going to chiropractors, they're getting their adjustments, they hold for a few days, and then it doesn't hold anymore. You start working with their heart, if we find they have a tired heart, you get that heart nice and strong with nutrition, and there's usually two things I use. One is called Cardio Plus. That's all the nutrition for the heart. And we have a vitamin E2. It's called Cataplex E2. The word cataplex means complete. Everything you need to absorb that vitamin E is in there. And it's E2. The 2 stands for oxygen. It's a patented vitamin that only Standard Process makes. And what that does is that pulls the oxygen into the heart muscle and into any muscle that's in the body. So we definitely want to handle that. And that's pretty common. We handle that quite a bit at my office, different heart issues like that. And if you've had a family history of heart disease, your risk for chronic inflammation can actually go up. But in the past few years, there's been a new science developed. It's called epigenetics. You know, in the past, we used to think, well, we're born with our DNA, we're stuck with our DNA. That's no longer true anymore. Your DNA can actually be influenced by your environment. It's been proven through epigenetics. And what that means is that it can change over time. And how do you influence your genes? Nutrition. Nutrition will influence your genes. It'll either influence it for the better, or if you eat bad nutrition, guess what? It influences it for the worst, and it can turn on a lot of different markers like cancer if you keep eating bad foods. Of course, diabetes that is poorly controlled, and I don't see a lot of people, that not coming into my office, that control their diabetes very well. They think they can get away with eating sugar, and they eat more sugar, and I'll just take another medicine or I'll take some more units of insulin. That is not the way the body works, folks. The medicine actually becomes the problem over time. So when we get somebody in and they're diabetes type 2, diabetic type 2, we will want to see if we can get the cells to bring in the insulin and actually burn the sugar and get the pancreas working much stronger. But it's usually not an issue, you know, because before you become diabetic, you're insulin resistant. Well, you're making plenty of insulin. where's the resistance part comes in at is the cells. They're resistant. They won't bring the insulin in. And what's that due to? Toxins. Toxins that are on, in and on the cell or in the membrane of the cell, or they're in the receptor sites of the cells. Those receptor sites are actually floating little pieces of fat. Fat islands is what they actually call them. All right. And a sedentary lifestyle, meaning that you don't exercise or very little exercise. Only 18% of all Americans in the United States exercise on a regular basis, which means three times a week. Only 18%. And you don't have to, I never recommend going to the gym and working out for 2 or 3 hours unless you wanted to. But the exercise I like is interval training. It's just short bursts, short periods of time. You could be done with your exercise in 10 minutes. There's another reason to go to my website. It'll explain interval training and how it should be done. There's actually some in the link area. There's actually an article on it, and there's actually some research data on there. So if you're interested in that, go find out how to do it. But we got to get these hearts moving, make them nice and strong. All right, we're going to take a short break here. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about inflammation and what we need to do to fix it.